All right. Welcome to the show. And that, again, the sound you hear in the background is my air conditioner. I have it on during the pre-show. I hope you don't mind. You know, I'm buttoning up, you know, being very modest here because I just spent the day walking on the beach and doing all kinds of shit that should be done. And like that. So welcome to our pre-show. This is the 15th of October. I have a table read today. I have a telehealth call with my doctor. I have a SAG webinar that I'm going to attend online to learn about stuff. And then this afternoon, table read this morning, then the SAG webinar, then my doctor's telehealth. Yeah. So another day chuck full of joy. We have a very special promotion coming up, and it is going to be around Bobby Dooley's birthday. Bet you didn't know it was Bobby Dooley's birthday. She did, but she was never telling. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's take a look and see what we've got here, man. So we're going to be going back for another encore show because, like I said, Jackie's here this week. And we haven't had time to do shit. We walked on the beach today. We had dinner together at Quincy Street. I'm going to plan a little road trip for us into L.A. tomorrow, but maybe this weekend, too. But it's been a busy fucking work week for her, too. In fact, we were hunting around today for microphones and mic stands and windscreens, which I still need one for this 306A Electrovoice. And you would be surprised, or maybe not so much, at how many places are sold out of basic equipment for home studios. Windscreens, microphones, mic stands, all gone. Fucking sold out in a lot of places because a lot of people are working at home. And not all of them are voiceover people. A lot of them are TV people who are doing at-home, you know, reports and shit like that. So it's pretty interesting, man. Meanwhile, I got this new Fitbit that I got for my birthday. And it's interesting because I've been looking at this thing. It's only 8:05 in the evening. And my heart rate is, like, way fucking low, man. I must be living right or something. I don't know what. I was down around. Resting heart rate was down around in the 50s, which is pretty low for me. All right. Let's take a look at 2018. Did we go to 2019 last year? It's 2018 here. And to the month of October in 2018. Let's see what we got, man. Night of the Living Dead, which we do every year on Halloween weekend. Frankenstein's Daughter we did 2 years ago. All right, well, this is bullshit. Here's one, Jackson Armstrong. Let's go back to this. Thursday. This is going to be a fucking encore. It was going to be a fill only, but it became so intensely political we put it behind the paywall. Henry, you are such a fucking... In a return appearance, attorney Harvey Weinman questions why Steve Bozell used almost the entire role of Trump wipe. What the fuck? Let's see. This is probably going to be too political for a lot of people, but hey, you know what? Fucking relax, man. Shit. You can't be a Trump fan and try to tell me, what the hell happened to this?
She's rubbing her head on the thing. She digs rubbing her head on this table we have. And I got this fan on.
That was probably Bray, I remember when Bray was alive.
I have nothing but gating. She's rubbing her head on the thing.
Let's try this again.
She
man.
Digs rubbing her head on this table we have. And I got this fan.
There you go. What happened here, bitch? What happened, man?
Rubbing her head on the thing. She digs rubbing on the thing.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2.
Table we have. And I got this fan on. I was probably just wrecked.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
I have nothing but gating on this thing and compression. I finally have it where I want
you
it to be.
You ain't got it. You don't know what you're fucking doing, boy.
What you can do, baby. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, I got Bray in my lap again. She's on the chair here. What I do?
All right, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Phil Henry's show here. That was pretty loud, that shit that we just heard, wasn't it? Very loud. All right, man. So let's see what we got.
Compression. I finally have it where I want it. But then they transfer me to somebody who...
Little Bray.
You know, he'd been white.
2 years ago, Bray was alive.
The Wireman, as you...
...of fish dish. Can have a better viewing experience through... Curtis Television. They're done that. Curtis Television Repair.
Here we go, man. I think this is it, baby. How much bigger is my head this year than it is, than it was, than it am, than it are?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me about this thing, man. Oh, yeah, I was way skinny.
Phil and Rochelle Traffic.
This is back in my 210-pound days, but I had that like, cancer on my nose. Yeah, see.
But first, it's time out for traffic with Sky Baby, brought to you by... But first, it's time for traffic with Sky Baby, brought to you by Clydesdale TV. Sky Baby, take it away out there.
Turns out, using all that toilet... He had three bulls out, he's watching TV.
And felt coercing. More to address what's happening around here.
Look at Phil.
If he's out... Spookorama and an old lady died of a heart attack.
I love me Spookorama, dude.
Woo!
Yeah, wrap a leg around it.
I'm Phil Henry. All of the voices and characters and different people that you'll be listening to tonight, they're all me.
All right, that's it. Sorry, the pre-show wasn't more than just a lot of bullshit, but fuck it. All right. We went to Quincy Street tonight. We had a few Long Island iced teas. What do you want from me? Back with a new show on Friday. We'll have our chat Friday night. I got more shit I got to do. You wouldn't believe. And all of it behind the scenes. I can't tell you about it now, but I hope. I can tell you about it soon. Okay. Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here we go. Turning off the goddamn fucking air conditioner. Who needs it, man? Who needs it?